The Excellent 80s Rewind with Gary Teal.
Hello again and welcome. It's another edition of the Excellent 80s Rewind. I am Gary Teal, and for the next hour, we're going back in time to visit the hits and the headlines of this week in 1987. Looking back, we see that the Chrysler Corporation offered to buy American Motors for a cool $1 billion. The final episode of the hit TV show The A-Team aired after 4 years on the air. And a song that was destined to become a glam metal classic was just debuting into the top 100 pop chart. The song introduced the world to singer Bret Michaels and his band Poison. It would go on to peak at number 9. Here's Talk Dirty to Me.
Excellent 80s Rewind, 1987.
We're setting sail to the place on the map from which no one has ever returned.
World Party wasn't as much a band as it was a project headed by Carl Wallinger of the Waterboys. Aided by heavy rotation on MTV, the song shot up 15 spots on the chart this week in 1987, but it would still be a few more weeks before it would enter the top 40. It would go as high as number 27. World Party with Ship of Fools. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and sitting just outside the top 40 this week in 1987 was the first hit by a blues guitarist from Tacoma, Washington. But his first taste of big-time show business came about a decade earlier when he appeared in a well-known comedy. Robert Cray was just beginning his career when he met up with another up-and-coming entertainer named John Belushi. A few years later, Belushi was putting together a fictional band to appear in a movie he was working on and asked Cray to take part. If you watch closely, you'll see Robert Cray performing in the movie National Lampoon's Animal House as the bass player of Otis Day and the Knights. 9 years later, Robert Cray was standing just outside the top 40 with a song that would eventually peak at number 22. From the album Strong Persuader, here's Smoking Gun.
You're not sitting there alone.
It's your Friday night All Request New Wave Party. Hi, I'm Gary Teal, inviting you to join me every week for Friday Night New Wave. It's 3 full hours of your 80s New Wave requests. You can make your requests on our website, fnnw.live, and chat with other listeners from around the world. Or call us on our toll-free number, 888-5-WAVE-80. If you like 80s New Wave music, this is the place to be. Friday nights at 8 U.S. Eastern Time on Wave 80. Listen at wave80hits.com.
The Excellent 80s Rewind. This week in 1987.
Debuting into the top 40 this week in 1987 was the latest single from Duran Duran. The song has since become a favorite, but at the time, its sound was such a departure from the band's usual sound that fans were originally a bit put off by it. Simon Le Bon's vocal was inspired by Mick Jagger's falsetto on the hit Emotional Rescue, and a horn section was also featured. The song only peaked at number 39, becoming their first single to peak that low since their earliest releases. From the album Notorious, here's Duran Duran with Skin Trade.
Exploitation strain.
Excellent 80s Rewind.
1987.
Debuting into the top 40 this week in 1987 was that song, which featured backing vocals by James Ingram and Dan Hartman, and would go on to reach the U.S. top 10, peaking at number 8, Steve Winwood with The Finer Things. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal, and this week in 1987, the 17th annual Easter Seal Telethon raised over $35 million. Clint Eastwood, Meryl Streep, and Sybil Shepherd were the big winners at the 13th Annual People's Choice Awards. And the British band Wang Chung was on the brink of the top 20 with a song that would become their second and final U.S. top 10 hit. It would peak at number 9 in both Canada and the U.S. Here's Wang Chung with Let's Go.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Let's go.
Excellent 80s Rewind. 1987.
New Zealand band Crowded House was just entering the top 20 with that song this week in 1987. But before its chart run was over, it would hit the top 10 in 8 different countries, including number 1 in Canada and New Zealand, and number 2 in the U.S. From their self-titled debut album, it's Crowded House with Don't Dream It's Over. If you're enjoying the awesome 80s music we play here on The Rewind, then I want to let you know about a great online radio station that plays nothing but great 80s hits 24/7. Wave 80 is 80s hit radio, a throwback to those hit radio stations that played it all. Rock, pop, R&B, new wave, if it was on the charts in the 80s, Wave 80 plays it. Duran Duran, Madonna, The Police, Lionel Richie, Van Halen, Michael Jackson, Hall & Oates. The list is almost endless. Go to wave80hits.com to hear all of the great songs you remember and love. That's wave80hits.com. The 80s live here on Wave 80.
The Excellent 80s Rewind with Gary Teal.
This week in 1987, John Gotti, the boss of the Gambino crime family, was acquitted of racketeering. Katerina Vitt, won the World Ladies Figure Skating Championship. And Dead or Alive was in the U.S. Top 20, peaking at number 15 with their latest. The song would also hit number 2 in Japan. Here's Dead or Alive with Brand New Lover.
Alone on your back that you can't see.
Version of that song that appeared on the Invisible Touch album clocked in at almost 9 minutes long. The single version was about half that and would peak at number 3 in the U.S. This week in 1987, it was quickly approaching the top 10. It's Genesis with Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and this week's Born in the 80s list includes actress Laura Prepon and actor Matthew Gray Gubler, both born this week in 1980. Born this week in 1981 was Destiny Child's LaToya Luckett and singer Holly Williams. In 1983, singer Carrie Underwood. In 1985, actor Emile Hirsch. And born this week in 1986, actress Brittany Snow. Happy birthday to all. Meanwhile, back on the pop charts, Bruce Hornsby and The Range were celebrating their second top 10 U.S. hit this week in 1987. The song would later peak at number 4, and it would hit the country music chart as well. Here's Bruce Hornsby and The Range with Mandolin Rain.
Listen to listen to the bluegrass band takes the chill from the air until they play the last song. I'll do my time, oh, keeping you off my mind. But there's moments that I find I'm not feeling so strong. Listen to the
your Friday night All Request New Wave Party. Hi, I'm Gary Teal, inviting you to join me every week for Friday Night New Wave. It's 3 full hours of your 80s New Wave requests. You can make your requests on our website, fnnw.live, and chat with other listeners from around the world. Or call us on our toll-free number, 888-5-WAVE-80. If you like 80s New Wave music, this is the place to be. Friday nights at 8 U.S. Eastern Time on Wave 80. Listen at wave80hits.com.
The Excellent 80s Rewind.
This week in 1987.
Two love ballads and a rocker make up the top three this week in 1987. At number three is Janet Jackson's classic ballad about abstinence. According to producer Jimmy Jam, Jackson wasn't preaching, though. She was merely offering an opinion about waiting until the time is right. The song would peak a short time later at number two, and was also this week's number one R&B song. Here's Janet Jackson with Let's Wait a While.
There's something I want to tell you. There's There's something I think that you should know. It's not that I shouldn't really love you. Let's take it slow. When we get to know each other, and we're both feeling much stronger, then let's try to talk it over. Let's wait a while longer. Let's wait a while before it's too late. Let's wait a while.
Excellent 80s Rewind, 1987.
Someone's thinking of peak somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
From the animated film An American Tale, that was the number two song in the U.S. this week in 1987. Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram with Somewhere Out There. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal. And the number one album this week in 1987 was Licensed to Ill by the Beastie Boys. The number one TV show was NBC's The Cosby Show. The number one movie at the box office was Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. And the number one song this week in 1987 was one written by Bruce Hornsby and his brother John. Bruce had already recorded it for an upcoming album, but was not happy with the way the recording turned out. So he gave the song to his friend Huey Lewis to include on his upcoming album. The song ended up becoming his band's third number one hit. Here is the number one song for this week in 1987, Huey Lewis in the News with Jacob's Ladder.
Ladder.
One song this week in 1987, Jacob's Ladder by Huey Lewis and the News. And that's our show for this week. This is Gary Teal thanking you for tuning in. Be sure and join us again next week when we'll visit the hits and the headlines of this week in 1984. Until then, have a great week. The Excellent 80s Rewind was written and produced by Gary Teal for the Wave 80 Radio Network.